The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
You're listening to The Nonprofit Voice, brought to you by 100 Women Who Care About Long Island. 100 Women Who Care About Long Island is a giving circle made up of local women who want to financially support vetted Long Island charities and help shed light on the work that they do. This show is produced by Marketing Works. Well, good morning. This is Laura Palker with 100 Women Who Care About Long Island, and I am so excited about our first guest this morning. We have with us Amy Zeslansky. She is the founder of the Book Fairies, and the Book Fairies is just an amazing organization on Long Island that we are going to talk about and get more familiar with and the great work that they do. So, Amy, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Laura. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. So for our listeners who may be hearing about the Book Fairies for the first time, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So the Book Fairies is a really easy concept. It's people have books in their house that they no longer need. And there are people on Long Island who don't have any access to any books. So it's really just taking from the books that people don't need anymore off their bookshelves, checking those for age and condition, and then donating them back out to underserved communities and nonprofits and schools right in our area.
So I know that we were talking about how the Book Fairies fill a void. And can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, that conversation of a void and about how in this day and age on Long Island that there could be people who don't have access to books?
Right. It's really incredible. You know, you think on Long Island or just even in our areas that everybody would have access to books, whether it's through their library, through their school, in their homes. And what we found from doing this for just about 9 years now is that there really is a big disparity between people who have access to books and people who don't. And right here on Long Island, when we're looking at some of the areas such as Wyandanche, Hempstead, Amityville, Uniondale, Westbury, there really seems to be this gap where we talk to the schools, we talk to the kids, and they don't have books in their homes. Their parents are not going out and buying them books or taking them to the libraries. And surprisingly, 50% of the schools that we do serve through the Book Fairies do not have school libraries. So there is a lack of access for people who need these books for educational purposes.
So we've all been through such a trying time in the last year and a half, and we've faced challenges of COVID. How has this impacted your mission?
Well, when we look at the landscape with COVID, what it really did is it shut down so many of the resources that kids would use to get their books so that way they could read and continue with their education. With schools shut down, the libraries shut down, that's when the Book Fairies really jumped in full force. We had such a limited crew. We tried to limit the number of volunteers coming in to make us safe. And we were sorting those books and just getting them right back out. We were partnering with food distribution centers. We were partnering with homeless shelters just to make sure that, especially when everything was shut down, that we could still give kids access to books. So that was our primary focus. It was fantastic. We had so many teachers that really jumped in and got involved. They would come to our book bank, pick up books, and then drive to each of their students' homes to make sure that kids had books to read. So it was a real community effort to make sure that everybody had access to books.
One of the things that I've been finding out, or actually just reminded of, especially in our Long Island community, is that the people on this island are so resourceful, and we are forever grateful for you and the work that you do, the inspiration that you share with your volunteers and with the community, because we just have seen time after time that there was no stopping any of these organizations from delivering the products and services that they give to the community. And we're very, very thankful for the work that you do and thankful for the innovation that you certainly had to come up with to be able to continue to deliver these books and to and sort them. So tell us a little bit, what is your greatest need right now?
I think our greatest need always comes down to financial support. We run a very lean organization. We are very mission focused to make sure that it's books coming in and books going back out again and making sure that they're high quality books. And so we're able to process the books at a cost of only 33 cents, which is just fantastic when you think about if we had to give out new books, and the average cost of a new book is closer to $11 or $12. And so with us being able to process a book, $1 can really put three books into the hands of a child in need. And so when it comes down to it, funding is the strongest need for the Book Fairies. We're just coming up on our 3 millionth book donated, which is just such a fun number at that. Yes, the 100 Women Who Cared knew me years ago and was a huge supporter. So to be able to say that we're now at this point of hitting 3 million books just to support the local community. So that's one of the big things. The next thing is that the Book Fairies really is a community effort. And so it does take a village to collect books that nobody needs anymore. It takes volunteers in our book bank to check those books for age and condition before they go back out again. So really having people run book collections for us and then coming into the warehouse to help us sort those books would be our next needs in those order. In that order.
So I'm gonna circle back and talk about how people can get involved, but I want to do two things. First, I want to ask you, can you please give me the telephone number and website for our listeners if they want to get involved, if they want to help, if they want to make a donation, how do they reach you?
Sure. And we would love to have everybody involved. I mean, this really is something where the community is wrapping their arms around the Book Fairies and wrapping their arms around the underserved community so that way we all grow stronger together. But our phone number is 516-557-6645. And you can always find the Book Fairies on the web at www.thebookfairies.org. And we're happy to have you.
So we're gonna repeat that when we're through with our segment, but we still have a little bit more time. So I think that you mentioned two things that really, really are standing out for me. Is one is that it's a community effort, and what a phenomenal way to be able to mentor, to be able to instill community, kindness, and the helping others by getting involved in these efforts. So in collecting books and things of that nature. And I know that over the, you know, before the pandemic, I would see boxes that were in office lobbies that you could drop books off. I would see networking groups collecting books for the Book Fairies. There were a lot of very entrepreneurial efforts that were out there in being able to collect books. But the second thing is that if somebody wants to make a donation, do they just call and make a check? Do you have fundraising events that you put together that people can participate in? Tell us a little bit more about the fundraising effort.
So we actually have a really unique opportunity that is coming up. We have spots in the New York City Marathon. And so we are still looking for one runner who can run to raise money to provide books to kids in need. But on top of that, people can always stop by when they donate books. We're happy if you can also make a donation to help us process the books, visiting us on the website. And definitely stay tuned because in the spring we do a readathon and it is for a full month. It's a lot of fun. We engage so many authors We generally have an author a day of people coming on, and the whole goal there is, again, just to be able to raise the money so that way we can provide access to books.
We need that website address one more time because we've only got 10 seconds left now. So website address, and we'll have to have you back on.
www.thebookfairies.org.
Amy, amazing mission, amazing vision. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura, for having me. I appreciate it.